بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise, and make the paradise his final destination.
The 99 perfect names of Allah. And inshallah, today we will learn four names of Allah which are related to forgiveness and repentance. Actually, we will learn about these two meanings, because repentance is a must for Allah's forgiveness. These four names are, we will start with the first one, which is Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar is number 15 of Allah's names, and it means in English the all-forgiving. The second is Al-Ghafur. Al-Ghafur is number 35, and it means the perfectly forgiving. The third name related to forgiveness is Al-Afu, and Al-Afu is number 82, and it means the eliminator of sins. And the fourth name of Allah related to repentance and forgiveness is At-Tawwab, which is the acceptor of repentance, number 80. Inshallah, in this class we will learn the specific meaning of each name and its root. We will learn about some verses of the Quran related to these names, and we will learn about the greatness of Allah's forgiveness, the five conditions for repentance to be accepted, and we will learn the master of invocation for forgiveness as taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will start with the name of Allah, At-Tawwab, number 80, which means the acceptor of repentance, the acceptor of our return, the one who accepts the return, the repentance, the one who restores to grace those who repent, the one who forgives those who return to goodness. The root is Taba or Tawwaba. It means in English to return, to repent, to be restored, to be rewarded for deeds. We will read now three verses of the Quran where the name of Allah, At-Tawwab, is mentioned. We will start with Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 33.
الله الرحمن الرحيم فتاب من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Then Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him. Verily, he is the one who forgives, the most merciful.
So, in this verse of the Quran, Allah mentioned his two names, At-Tawwab Ar-Rahim. At-Tawwab is the one who accepts repentance, and Ar-Rahim is the most merciful. We will read also or recite from the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, surah number 2, verse number 128.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our Lord, and make us submissive unto you, and of your offsprings a nation submissive unto you, and show us our manasik, all their ceremonies of pilgrimage, and accept our repentance. Truly you are the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful.
So, sisters, actually Allah mentioned his name, the one who accepts repentance, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the most merciful. We will recite also regarding the name At-Tawwab, the one who accepts repentance, from Surah number 49, verse number 12. 49? This is 58.
الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And fear Allah. Verily Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful.
Now, inshallah, we will learn about the second name of Allah, which is related to forgiveness and repentance, which is Al-Ghaffar. The first name which we learn is At-Tawwab. Now we are learning about Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar is the all-forgiving. He is the one who accepts repentance and forgives our faults and sins time and time again. The name Al-Ghaffar is related to forgiveness of faults and sins time and time again. So he is the all-forgiving, the one who sets us free from the guilt and shame of our own sins and faults, the one who protects us from the punishment of our faults and sins in the present life and in the hereafter. The root of this name is Ghafara, which means to cover, to conceal, to hide, to forgive, to set aright, to cover a thing, to protect it from dirt. We will read about the name of Allah, Al-Ghaffar, the All-Forgiving, from Surah number 20, verse number 82.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And verily, I am indeed forgiving to him who repents, believes, and does righteous good deeds, and then remains constant in doing them.
We will read also about the name of Allah, Al-Ghaffar, from Surah number 40, verse number 42. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will read verse number 41 and 42. ويا قوم ما لي أدعوكم إلى النجاة وتدعونني إلى النار تدعونني لأكفر بالله وأشرك به ما ليس لي به علم وأنا أدعوكم إلى العزيز الغفار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And O my people, how is it that I call you to salvation while you call me to the fire? You invite me to disbelieve in Allah and to join partners in worship with him of which I have no knowledge, and I invite you to the Almighty, the Oft Forgiving.
We will also recite from Surah number 39, verse number 5, to learn about the name of Allah, Al-Ghaffar, the All-Forgiving. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He has created the heavens and the earth with truth. He makes the night to go in the day, and makes the day go in the night. And he has subjected the sun and the moon, each running for an appointed term. Verily, he is the Almighty, the Oft-Forgiving.
Now, inshallah, we will learn about the name of Allah, Al-Ghafur, which is number 35. And in English, it is the perfectly forgiving. It means that the one who completely forgives our sins and faults. the one who accepts repentance and pardons sins and faults, the one who is the perfection of forgiveness. This name of Allah Al-Ghafur is having the same root like the name of Allah Al-Ghaffar. The root is Ghafara, to cover, to conceal, to hide, to forgive, to pardon, to set aright. We will read about the name of Allah Al-Ghafur from Surah number 6, verse number 54. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When those who believe in our ayat come to you, say, Salamu alaykum, your Lord has written mercy for himself, so that if any of you does evil in ignorance, and thereafter repents and does righteous good deeds, then surely he is oft forgiving, most merciful.
We will read also from Surah number 15, verse number 49. About the name of Allah Al-Ghafur, the perfectly forgiving, the one who has perfection of forgiveness. Surah number 15, verse number 49. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nabbi' ibadi anni ana al-Ghafurur Rahim.
Declare unto my slaves that truly I am the oft-forgiving, the most merciful.
Allah the Almighty is commanding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to declare that Allah is the one who is the completely forgiving, the one who has perfection of forgiveness, and the one who is the most merciful. We will recite again from Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 59. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think this is enough to learn about the name of Allah Al-Ghafur, because we will learn more about this name when we will learn about Allah's forgiveness. Now we will learn about the name of Allah Al-Afu. Al-Afu is number 82, and Al-Afu is the eliminator of sins, the one who passes over and absolves any fault, the one who blots out and leaves no trace of any sin or fault, the one who removes and obliterates all traces of wrong actions, the one who turns away from punishing any sin or fault. The root is afa, and afa means to forgive and to pardon, to pass over and to absolve. Actually, sisters, we must know that the name Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghaffar, they mean simply forgiveness or protecting from punishment, while the name Al-Afu, it means complete removal of the punishment. Okay? We will read about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the name Al-Afu from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 43. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O you who believe, approach not as Salat when you are in a drunken state until you know of what you utter, nor when you are in a state of janaba, except when traveling on the road, till you wash your whole body. And if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you comes after answering the call of nature, or you have been in contact with women and you find no water, perform tayammum with clean earth and rub therewith your faces and hands. Truly, Allah is ever oft pardoning, oft forgiving.
Actually, sisters, alhamdulillah, now we learn about the four names of Allah which are related to forgiveness and to repentance. These are At-Tawwab, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Al-Afu. And now we will learn about the greatness of Allah's forgiveness. We will recite from Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53. And actually this verse is called the invitation of hope to all those who have gone far into error. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Surah number 39, verse number 53. قل لعبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Ibadi, my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is oft forgiving, most merciful.
Actually, sister, this is an invitation from the all-forgiving Allah. Allah, the one who creates man and knows man's weaknesses and knows that man's desires can lead him into faults and sin. Allah, the one who knows about shaitan, the main enemy of man, who is always trying to deviate him from the right path. Accordingly, Allah, the All-Forgiving, opens the door of repentance to us so that He will forgive all our sins under one condition, not to have any partners with Him in worship. Now we will learn about Hadith Qudsi, which is clarifying also the greatness of Allah's forgiveness. Allah, the Almighty, the Most Forgiving, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, said in Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi, O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and put your hope in me, I have forgiven you for what you have done and I don't mind. O son of Adam, if your sins were to reach the clouds of the sky and then you would seek my forgiveness, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, if you were to come to me with sins that are close to filling the earth and then you would meet me without ascribing any partner with me, I would bring to you forgiveness close to the filling it. This is the greatness of Allah's forgiveness, so that no one would despair of Allah's mercy due to the amount of sins he may have committed. Now, sisters, we will answer the question how to have Allah's forgiveness. Actually, we can have Allah's forgiveness to our sins through our sincere repentance to Allah. But we must learn the five conditions of repentance which are a must for our repentance to be accepted. Number one, the first and the most important is that the act of repentance be sincerely for Allah alone. This means that if I decide to stop lying, cheating, or drinking, whatever sin I decided to stop, I must have this act. My repentance must be for Allah only, not for my husband, not for my kids, not for my parents. It is only for the sake of Allah's obedience, because Allah prohibited lying and cheating. So number one, the act of repentance must be sincerely for Allah alone. The second condition for our repentance to be accepted is that the person must feel guilt over his action so much that he wished he had never done it in the first place. actually this feeling of guilt will be always closing the way for the spirit to return again to that sin or to that fault. The third condition for our repentance to be accepted is that the person must immediately stop performing the wrong and sinful act. This means that if I decide to not to lie again and I decide to repent to Allah, I must stop lying. Immediately, I must stop lying. I am not supposed to say I have the intention, inshallah, to stop lying. Now I am repenting to Allah, but I will lie for 3 to 4 days, and then, inshallah, I will start immediately. This means that there is no sincere intention of repentance. If you are sincere in your repentance, if you feel the guilt over your actions, you must immediately stop performing the wrong and sinful act. The fourth condition for repentance is that the repentant person must have a firm intention not to never commit the sin again. And this is a very important, actually, factor. I must be firm regarding my intention. I am not supposed to have the intention today, and then after 1 week or 2 weeks, when I am under some pressure, I will start lying again. This means that my intention was not firm regarding lying, and my repentance was not sincere to Allah. Lastly, the person must repent before it is too late. This means before death approaches. Actually, none of us knows the time of his or her death. Accordingly, I must repent immediately. I must not postpone my repentance for 1 or 2 years. I must not say I will stop lying, inshallah, and I will never return to lying when my husband will become a good husband. Under this condition, inshallah, I will stop lying. Suppose your husband never become a good man and you died suddenly. So this means that you lost the gift of forgiveness of Allah, because you don't have the sincere repentance, because you were not aware that this can come at any time, and we are supposed to repent before it is too late. So in summary, the 5 conditions for our repentance to be accepted by Allah, the most forgiving and the all forgiving, is that our repentance must be sincere to Allah. We must feel the guilt. We must stop the fault and the sin immediately. We must have a firm intention to never commit the sin again. And we must repent before it is too late. In conclusion, we must believe that Allah, the All-Forgiving, His forgiveness is far greater and more vast than the sins of the creation, a fact which encourages every believer to have hope and trust in Allah in both the good times, the bad times, and especially at the time when we seek Allah's forgiveness. I must all the time feel that Allah's forgiveness is greater than my sins. So inshallah, He will forgive me. This will give me all the hope that if I have my sincere repentance, inshallah, Allah will eliminate all my sins. Also, if we believe that Allah is the all-forgiving, we will call on Allah, the Almighty, the all-forgiving, demonstrating our true weakness and our true and total dependence on Him. And this will give you the feeling of peace inside your spirit, that I already clarified to Him how I am very weak, and I already clarified to Him how I have total dependence on His mercy, and I already clarified to Him that I believe that He is the all-forgiving. Accordingly, I will feel peace between me and Allah the Almighty. I will feel the rest in my heart, and I will feel that inshallah Allah will forgive my sins. We must always remember that Allah the All-Forgiver praises those who repent and turn to Him. We will read from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 135 and 136. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And those who, when they have committed fahisa or wronged themselves with evil, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins, and none can forgive sins but Allah, and do not persist in what they have done while they know. For such the reward is forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, where they shall abide forever. How excellent is this reward for the doers of who do righteous good deeds according to Allah's orders.
So actually in these two verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that He will reward those whom they repent to Him. Allah will forgive their sins. This is number one. And Allah will reward them gardens with rivers flowing underneath. That is to say the paradise, and they shall abide forever. This means, sister, that this is the eternal life in the paradise. Allah the Almighty will reward it for those whom they repent from their sins. This is a clarification of the importance of repentance to Allah, the all-forgiving. Now we will learn from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the master of invocations for forgiveness. Actually, every one of us Muslims must memorize this invocation and always repeat it, so that inshallah we will be always asking Allah's forgiveness all the time, so that maybe death can approach us at any time, and at that time we will be from those whom they were calling on Allah all the time for forgiveness. The master of invocation for forgiveness, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, O my God, you are my Lord. There is no God but you. You created me and I am your slave, and I will stick to my covenant and promise to you. As to my ability, I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge to you your bounties upon me, and I acknowledge to you my sin. Thus, forgive me, for none forgives sins except you. Actually, sister, this is a call on Allah the Almighty, asking for His forgiveness, clarifying that we seek refuge in Him from the evil of what we have done, and clarifying to Him that He is the only one who can forgive our sins. Actually, it is always our supplication to Allah, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Tawwab, Al-Afu, the all-forgiving, the most forgiving, the one who erased the sins. We are all calling on Him to forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. And let us make the dua. And inshallah, next week we will continue with the 99 perfect names of Allah. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.